Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us for Ask the Expert North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. Sunday wrapped up the 2025 State Fair of Texas. A lot of people wondered if attendance dropped some this year, despite the fact we had great weather for the entire 3.5 weeks. The fair announced it brought in more than 2 million people for the event. That's actually down 385,000 compared to last year's fair. The biggest day, October 11th. Texas OU. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by UTD professor Ted Benavides. He's also former city manager for the city of Dallas, and he is in the KRLD Zoom room. Ted, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting how we look at an attendance of 2 million people coming into the city of Dallas for the state fair and be disappointed by it.
Right. It's sort of like being a Netflix president, you know, if your membership doesn't go up. And if you have 2.5 million people on average and you want to move at 1%, that's 25,000 new visitors. Mm-hmm. So when you go down, that's much harder to explain, or you have to justify and say, what are you doing? What's going on? So,
yeah. And how was the state fair justifying this attendance?
I think that, you know, I personally think the number one factor for me was, it's too hot. I exercise every day, all day long. And I tell you, it's been on average 10 to 15% higher this days in October than it was in historical. So I think that had something to do with it. I think also, too, that the prices might have gotten to a point where it was a tipping point. I think in the national economy, the inflation, things like that, or kind of job creation, or kind of, you know, uncertain. Nobody knows if they're really going up or down, but it's making everybody queasy. And I think that also might have led into people less willing to spend money on everything they wanted to go to.
But how much did prices actually go up at the state fair this year? Because every year it seems that, you know, things are expensive. But why did it, people notice it so much this year?
It could be that they're used to their salaries growing, and maybe they haven't, or they've had unexpected expenses. And so I know I've been looking at my budget quite a bit now, you know, trying to carve little things out every second, you know. So I want, not that I don't want to spend money, it's just that I want to spend it differently now. And people are making choices every day. It's just like, do I get on the toll road? You know, how bad do I need to get on the toll road? Oh, it's my wife flying in. Okay. I'm going to spend that, okay? But if it's me just going down the street, no. And I think we all have to, that's why it's where we spend is so important as to everybody that's out there trying to get our money. You know?
Yeah, really.
How we do.
Really interesting. The State Fair is saying that the vendors, you know, set their price, and that's something that they're going to address next year with them. And, you know, the State Fair was continuously trying to pump out the message. They have discounted days. They have discounts on their website. How much did that effort, you know, help? And what suggestions would you have for them next year as they, you know, take in consideration what they did do this year and what to continue and what not to?
I think they can do so many things. They're probably going to have to look at their navel again and say, go to the vendor and say, was it we lost, did we lose people from all the economic spectrum or just the high or the low or something? Did our prices move that much? You know, they can't tell. I don't think it'd be a good idea to tell the vendors what to do because they're private enterprise. But I think that they all should be sensitive to that. And maybe the state fair should change the events that they have, the time of day they have. You know, you can't do anything about the weather, but you can change the mix. And maybe what they offered wasn't that popular this year. Maybe that fad is gone or that trend is gone. They need a new trend. So I think it's a good time for introspection and kind of looking and seeing, you know, what we have to retool. And I think just like a city, if it doesn't have enough revenue, they got to go look and say, I got to change my spending. Maybe I need to reduce some things. You know, what am I doing and do I need to do them differently?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Are tastes changing? For example, ever since the pandemic, are people getting to the point where they don't want to be among big crowds?
Yeah, that could be another issue. I think there's like the trends of anti-materialism. Let's spend less money. Let's save more. Let's why we have so many things. Why we need all that entertainment? Could we do something else more productive with our lives? I think all those trends are kind of cross currents that are affecting how we spend our money, how we spend our time, which is even more important, I think.
Was there any truth to some of the rumors that we were hearing online about what was also deterring some folks for coming in? In the very beginning of the state fair, people were concerned about ICE agents raiding the state fair and arrests there. And that was one of the rumors that was swirling about social media. Was there any truth to that now that we saw 3 weeks of the state fair?
It would be hard for me to tell you that was true or not, but I do think it could affect a certain segment of the population if that's going out there. Yeah, just like my students told me about 6 months ago that there was another rumor going around about toilet tissue. And so I went next day to Walmart and it was all empty, you know. So it's sometimes they get the life of their own, you know, and it turned out to be a hoax. But, you know, it did affect behavior. So, you know, and I went to check it.
Yeah. That's just it. Is if things tend to run on a pendulum, you know, some years things are better, some things they are a little bit worse. Could this just have been a down year?
It just could be, but you know, you always have to go and look and say, am I missing something? I mean, if you're, you know, the state fair is going to go do that, and they want to do that because they want to stay successful, and so. And I'm sure they've been, changing their product every year. And so it's just a reminder that we have to stay on our toes. Just like, you know, I have to change my syllabus every year because my students have different needs and different wants. And, you know, what might be popular this year might not next year. So I have to worry about that.
One of the questions dealt with, because Kristen had brought up the whole idea of people worrying about ICE agents. And there have been a lot of bad publicity over the last few months in the whole concept of whether or not people could bring firearms to the state fair. Does that kind of have a negative impact, even if you had no thoughts of bringing guns to a fair? Would people take a look at that and say, maybe not the state fair this year?
Ooh, boy, I think it's always in your back of your mind. And if you're really concerned about safety, then it would play a role in that. I mean, you know, people can take weapons almost anywhere now. You know, we're an open carry, you know, no permit kind of place. So, I mean, you know, and things are events are happening in very public places now. So I think you're always looking, you're always conscious about that. You know, I mean, it's something to worry about.
Yeah. One last thing is, you know, it is still the largest state fair in the country. Minnesota is far behind in second place. So we still have 2 million people coming in. The State Fair of Texas is doing something right.
They are. And I think we need to support them. And I think it's a wonderful thing to do. And I always enjoy it. And I just think that we just need to, you know, stay on top of it and be successful, you know, because I really enjoy it. I really, you know, like I mentioned last time I was on the show, you know, that strudel tastes really good. You know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.